Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Wow. You never know who you're going to meet on ham radio. But, yeah, we do have some cool people around here, even though the repeaters are pretty quiet. We do have repeater that has direct connection to Wires X and usually parked on the America KC wide room, and that would be 444050 here in the Gainesville area. And if you're passing through, you could probably work it at least on down to Ocala before you lose it. Over in the Tampa St. Petersburg area, there's a few repeaters over there, several repeaters anyway. It's been a while since I've been over there. I do know that we have a statewide system on UHF called SARnet, and it's basically a microwave backbone system, thanks to Florida Department of Transportation. They don't mind rag chews per se, but because you're tying up 50 repeaters all throughout the state of Florida, and they're all in UHF, they kind of found on people getting extremely long-winded on their network. But other than that, it's available for use. It's pretty much a statewide emergency communication system, and it gets used during you know, natural disasters like hurricanes and such. At least that's the whole premise behind the thing. Yeah, some all-star here and there, but like you said, it's kind of few and far between, and digital, well, depends upon where you are. I can tell you, as you cross the state border on 75, I take it you're going on 75, you might want to check out 14694. That's owned by Fred, WA4ZFQ, pretty active as part of the Three Rivers Amateur Radio Club repeater. They're not all, well, they're not linked. They're just separate repeaters owned by the same group. But 94, as you get around Lake City, and you could probably take it down to Gainesville, is pretty active and pretty popular. So I'd pass it along to you.